We come now to one of the most important outcomes, because it is absolutely essential that pastors are able to preach or teach effectively. Because this outcome is so important, I have divided this recording into three parts. In the first, we will be introduced to three types of preaching. In the second, we will learn how to prepare a sermon. And in the third, we will discover what the qualities of a good preacher are. Our Bible reading is 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. There are three types of preaching: expository preaching, topical preaching, and textual preaching. The website gotquestions.org again provides useful summaries of each. Expository preaching involves the exposition or comprehensive explanation of the scripture. That is, expository preaching presents the meaning and intent of a biblical text, providing commentary and examples to make the passage clear and understandable. The word exposition is related to the word expose. The expository preacher's goal is simply to expose the meaning of the Bible, verse by verse. To prepare a topical sermon, the preacher starts with a topic and then finds a passage in the Bible that addresses that topic. For example, for the chosen topic of laziness, the preacher might refer to Proverbs 15:19 and 18:19 and touch on Romans 12:11 and 2 Thessalonians 3:10. None of the passages is studied in depth. Instead, each is used to support the theme of laziness. In a textual sermon, the preacher uses a text as a springboard for discussing a particular point. For example, someone could use Isaiah 66:7-13 to preach on motherhood, although motherhood is only peripheral in that text, being merely an illustration of the true theme, which is the restoration of Israel during the millennial kingdom. In both topical and textual sermons, the Bible passage is used as support material for the topic. In expository sermons, the Bible passage is the topic, and support materials are used to explain and clarify it. To prepare an expository sermon, the preacher starts with a passage of scripture and then studies the grammar, the context, and the historical setting of that passage in order to understand the author's intent. In other words, the expositor is also an exegete, one who analyzes the text carefully and objectively. Once the preacher understands the meaning of the passage, he then crafts a sermon to explain and apply it. The result is expository preaching. Next week, we will discover how to prepare a sermon.